It's another hurdle crossed, but it's not the end of the road yet. We have, it goes to the Senate now, and we have other hurdles to cross yet, but at least a success. So far, so good. I'm so happy and delighted for all those families who have lost people on the roads to drink drivers. I hope it's some comfort for them.
Some arguments in the Dáil about this being an attack on rural Ireland. This essentially means that a lot of people will find themselves even more lonely, even more isolated. You don't accept that?
No, I've never accepted that all through the campaign, and I'm on it day and night, non-stop, lobbying everybody all over the country since beginning of July, and I have never, ever accepted the argument about rural Ireland, because I have always said, and my father used to say, where there's a will, there's a way. There's always, if people want to get to a pub, there's always a means and way that they can get there. I've never yet known anyone who would have been inclined to go to the pub that failed to get there. So, I mean, rural transport, there has been more laid on. I know it's not enough, but there has been more TransLink laid on, more transport for late at night for people to get to venues and places like the pub. And I always said there's always a family member, a friend, a neighbour, someone that will take a person to the pub and back if they need to get there. So I've never ever bought into the rural Ireland isolation argument.